B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, my man.
Gabe, how do you explain that wonderful come from behind win last night? Here's your son right here, Gabe. I got your son. It's Philly, not L.A. For real. You won that game.
You know what is great, though? The game was all proud of himself today. You know, he bets. Listen, God bless him. Bets Franco. He should have done that.
Gets ejected, backing his pitcher up.
Right. But he was feeling good about himself today. I bench Franco. I got kicked out, backing up my players, and we won because we're tough. He used the word courageous.
Oh, he used resilient?
Resilient. Ah, you want to use resilient, whatever. Courageous? Your team's courageous. Wow.
They're going to battle every day.
I miss when they got Bin Laden. Is he out of his mind? Stop with these ridiculous words. Stop with this nonsense. That you work hard. You know who works hard today? Roofers. All right? Guys on a roof today. It's 175 degrees.
The Bruciano roofers.
All right, well, seriously. All these guys I pass, construction zone, out there busting their balls in the heat. Those guys are hard workers.
Gave us a very valiant effort.
You know who's courageous? People in the military. They're courageous. All right? You're a baseball player. Courageous.
Hey, Gabe went out there to yell at the umpire for you and the city of Philadelphia.
God, such a clown. This ridiculous overstating nonsense. He was lucky last night. Thank God for Bryce. Or else he would have got it between the eyes again.
I love that the Phillies won the game. But in all reality, we're talking about this because Hector Neris blew a save. And I think that's what's been killing us all year. Like the Saturday game with Nola, we're up 3-1, we bring in our bullpen. What do? They blow it. You can't make the playoffs or even hope to go on a run when your closer comes in and gives up a 3-run shot in the ninth inning.
Yeah, they've had a closer issue all year long. They didn't want to believe it. We're fine. Matty Klentak. Matt, I invented the game, reinvented it, said, what are you talking about? Like, I like the incredulous answers that Klentak's great for. What do you mean? What do you mean by that question? We have Hector. If you think he's your answer in October, closing games, or July for that matter. You really don't know what you're talking about.
And what's the pitch that's thrown when they hit the home runs? Splitter in the middle of the zone. He misses his spot.
I'm sorry. What's the pitch he always throws?
Splitter, middle of the zone.
Well, no. I mean, listen. He'll throw a splitter down in the zone. And he'll get a couple of saves. I like Hector. Like, I'm not even want to pick one.
He struck a batter out of the mid-90s fastball yesterday.
Yeah.
And then he goes right back to the splitter.
Listen, he very rarely will mix in the fastball. And he's a one-pitch pitcher. Let's face it. You can't have that guy close for you. Can't. You mean the guy who throws? It's got to be reinvent. I know more. All right. Until they go yard off yet again. Yeah, you see the difference between this team. You can get lucky and win a game like they won last night, or you get lucky or Aaron Nola pitches well on Wednesday or tomorrow, Thursday. All right. But you're not beating this team in a series. It's crazy.
I want to know about all these
prospect that McPhail says he doesn't want to part with to make this team better now. Was Michael Martinez a prospect? Was Crawford a prospect? Was Dominic Brown a prospect? Because if these are the kind of prospects that they're holding on to, they might as well trade the whole minor league system.
I hear you, brother. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Bohm is legitimately viewed as a prospect around baseball. What'd you say? They got three in the top 100?
Two. Bohm and Medina.
Oh, they only have two.
Yeah, and Medina's 77th.
Was Bohm in the 30s?
Yes, he was 34th.
They have two. Two. And they've been drafted. Think about how bad that is. They've been two, and they've been drafting in the top 10 for the last 4 years.
I love that he brought up Michael Martinez. You know who he's playing very well for today?
Who?
The Lancaster Barnstormers.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, he's still kicking it.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
He made the last out in the Cubs Indians World Series.
Double M.
He's terrible.
Mikey Martz.
I hate the Phillies, and I hate baseball. You suck, Phillies. Phillies management, you suck. And Ruben Amaro rang the towel out on us after all those years trying to wring every last little bit to keep the fans' butts in the seat and left us barren. And now you do this to us, you bunch of scumbags.
That was funny.
So we got two more.
Okay.
And they're both from the OK guy.
A double OK guy?
And you'll understand why.
A double OK?
Because one definitely came in the top of the ninth inning, and one definitely came listening to the show today.
Okay. All right, cool.
I blame Philly fans, and I'm one of them. I blame myself. This offseason, we told the Phillies to spend the money. What did John Middleton do? Spend it unwisely like a drunken sailor. Where are the Phillies now? They're where the Sixers were about 6-7 years ago. In purgatory.
So, whatever. I don't think that they equate.
But that must have been a top of the ninth yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't even equate. Like, spend the money to get Harper. Go sign Real Muto. Those weren't bad moves.
No.
You got to do that. You just got to. They stopped short, okay, man? They needed to continue spending the money and get more and get starting pitchers. Go ahead.
Andy, please stop. You keep saying the Phillies have no pitching to get back in the race. Get back in the race. They're in the race. They're the second wild card in the wild card race. They're in a race. Okay.
So he changed his tone. Now they're in there because they won last night.
Dude.
Now they're back in the race.
If you think that's a race, then enjoy it. I mean, really? Stop saying they're not a playoff team. Because there's a bogus wild card, and it's July, and they're hanging on by the skin of their thumb. Stop! I mean, a race happens in September, dude. I gotta tell you, I hate him. The more and more I try to have patience with him, the more and more it's a waste of time. This segment's got to go. I mean, Andrew, what are we going to do? You build a whole segment around him, and you wonder why. We got to change it.
Okay.
He got drunk with his okay, listening to himself say okay. And he calls twice. You should not have put him on twice. It's a mistake by you, bro. It
wasn't a mistake.
You put him on twice. Why would you
call the guy out?
Why would you put him on twice?
Because. Pointing out how much of a nitwit he is.
Yeah, but
change his tone.
The problem is it's not him. He was empowered by too many OKs. Right? You know, he's got to go. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, that segment,
yo, what's going on?
That segment blows, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely sick of the OK guy. You know, and the fact that you're dwelling on it, it makes it worse. So let's move on.
All right.
Let's move on.
Go for it.
The thing that is, again, it's egregious, the fact that they did not, they had all the time in the world to sign. I didn't care about Kimbrel that much because he kind of, he could be, a feast or famine, right? But Keuchel's the guy. When you were dying for another starting pitcher, not getting Keuchel or not. I mean, yeah, and now.
I'd like Kimbrel. You don't have a back end guy. Kimbrel is a back end guy, and you could would have helped out pushing everybody back, and you would have had a better bullpen.
You're right. But I just there's something about Kimbrel. I just don't like his whole look. I mean, he comes down and he hangs his arm out to the right. I don't know. I just don't like his look.
Okay.
But the starting pitcher. I just felt that it was just egregious. But you know, yeah. Hey, real quick, I don't know. I think Andrew's a Temple guy, right?
Yes.
So yesterday I'm in the car and I'm just going in and out, and I was listening to the American, the conference media days yesterday.
So yes.
So I was listening to Coach Rod, and we've had so much turnover. And I'm listening to the other college football media days. So I'm just starting to get pumped up for college football here in the next 5 weeks or so. But I heard you the other day talk about you miss Matt and Baylor is going to be good this year. But
I do. I miss him.
Temple is going to be very good. They have a lot of talent, man. So I am very very I got my season tickets. I'll be there again. Me and my dad, kids, and friends. So we'll be there. So. Hey, listen, man, I know that, good things are going to happen together. A lot of talent on the scene.
Yeah, you feeling it? I hope so.
Oh, yeah. I think Andrew agrees with me. I think he got talent.
I think he's okay. I watch other games, too.
Yeah.
Russo's okay. I love the kid. I want him to do really well. But he's got to get a little bit. He's got to get better. I'm curious to see.
He does. I think his too many interceptions, but at least he's willing to throw the ball.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
He can't be gun shy, but I think he's got a lot of talent. Isaiah Wright is like NFL talent right there.
I agree with that. I agree with you.
And so they're going to be fun to watch. So hey, I don't know. I know you work on Saturday, so. You gotta get down to a game, man. You're gonna go hang out. When it comes to alumni weekend, homecoming or something, you gotta make a way to a game, bud.
I know. I used to go. I went all the time with Matt, and I haven't really been. I mean, full disclosure, when Matt left, it kind of like took a lot out of me. I like Jeff Collins, but
right. And I heard you say, I didn't begrudge the guy. He went back. That's where.
I got no problem with Jeff. Yeah,
and the same thing. And the same thing with a cup of coffee for Diaz. The same situation. It's just that the worst thing that could happen to Temple right now is if they miss, and if he's a miss, it's gonna you can't recover quickly. So
I know
things have been good, but
I know
you got to come down to a game, bro.
I hear you, brother. Thank you, buddy. I will. I love it. I like when they played in Thursday night or Friday night. I took the kids to the game. I used to go all the time when, again, Matt was here. How about Mike? How about this? That guy's excited about Temple football. WTF. Sorry, it's not Penn State, Holmes. God, can't give him a little love? 5 minutes? My boy. They're right back on top. Right? Penn State, right back on top. Can't even mention Temple for 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
No college football playoff for Penn State.
I'm getting mocked by Mikey Miss. That's not right.
I like me some Anthony Russo.
Can't talk about Temple? God forbid. I understand. Big Penn State. I hate them, man. I root against them so much because it's that attitude. It's the Mikey Miss, Superior, Penn State. We got a football team. You don't. 59-3. Bastard.
Every year I see that coach is still there.
Stop.
No one talks
Penn State either. Yes, they do. You talk Penn State all the time. Comes up. Talk for 30 seconds about Temple football. Relax. Get out. Kenny, the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
K, Kenzo's, what's going on, man?
What's up, Ken?
Not much, brother. Since you, I work during the day now, man, so I haven't been really getting a chance to chat with you as we always do, man. But I miss you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Yo, that like maybe 3-4 calls ago, that guy, man, who lost all that, man.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yo,
man.
Listen, that gave me the chills, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like
sometimes life can be cruel, man.
Yo, listen, man. I went through opioid addiction, and 4 years ago I got clean, and
for you, brother.
6 months ago, made a commercial of me on all the billboards and those buses. The African American guy in the middle, that's me. Yo, I had people come up to me and be like, "Yo, I said if Kenny can do it, I can do it." Now they got like 4 months clean. Yo, you feel like a superhero. Yo, when someone tells you, "Yo, my life got saved because you helped it," like, yo, I got the chills when he told me, "Yo, I got through my day because of you guys." Like,
I know.
Yo,
that's deep. It's deep.
That's what life is about.
Amen, brother. Amen. I mean,
that's the meaning of life.
This is what sport, right? We talk about sports all the time, and the whole point is, it's a distraction from real life, right? It's a way to lose ourselves from either the mundanity of life or some of the tough, you know, difficult days that we all endure as human beings.
No doubt. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that he said, look, man, I didn't know I was going to make it, but I had you guys. Like, you got to have something to cling on to. Man. I remember losing my mother, man, and it was like, you know, just give me something to cling on to, man. And
Kenny, I feel you, man. I'm real happy for you. No doubt, man.
Life is good, man. No doubt, man. Like, now my mom's in heaven, man. She can do more for me than she could when she was in the physical realm. And I wish I had a chance to tell that guy, if he's listening, yo, where your family's at now, they can help you way more. Like, my life got, I've tried to dream this life when my mom passed, I would have still fell short. Like, my life is wonderful. Shore house, everything, man. I'm
blessed.
That's
beautiful. Listen, I'm rooting for you, brother. Keep it up, man. Thank you, Kenny. That's a good story. Shows you about hope, that there's hope out there. Kyle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle, what's up? What's up, Kyle? Kyle's not around. Maddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Maddie.
Fellas, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Matt, welcome, brother. What's going on?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a Steve's Prince of Steaks guy, to put that to rest.
Wow, the Steve's. I had a buddy of mine, Matt, that lived in the Northeast. Vinny Bones and Danny Muriello, right? They're Northeast guys. They love Steve's Prince of Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go up there. It's a fine steak. It is a fine steak.
Yeah. So I wanted to call you guys about when I fell in love with football. And I'm going through the same predicament I think my dad went through. So early 90s, he took me to the Westchester summer camps. He took me to Lehigh. I got the Reggie signature. I got the Randall signature. I fell in love with football. But Mom Dukes wasn't having it for me to tag along to the game. So my first game, early 90s, it was a night game against the Broncos. John Elway, I remember, we were up top, but I finally got to tag along with Pops. He brought the hot chocolate, and it was almost like, you know, becoming a man.
That's right.
And I'll never forget the woman coming up in the parking lot with the fur coat, handing out the flyers for the gentleman's club. And I asked my dad, "Hey, Dad, what's that about?"
It's funny. It's like a rite of passage, Matt, to go to an Eagles game.
I've got a 4-year-old son, Brody, and I go through with my wife now to, you know, at what age is he going to be allowed to come to the game and tag along?
So what was your answer?
I'm ready to rock now, you know. I'll just have to behave a little bit more than, you know, with the fellas, but.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I have not taken them to a regular season Eagles game. Now, part of it is I work a lot on the games, but, you know, it's funny. I was on the fence. Now, if it was the vet days, you got to be a teenager, right? But now I'm starting to think, you know, maybe I'll take them this year.
All right, well, good luck with that, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. All right, real quick, I gave this guy. I've been saying it all day. Hitting that all day. So there's a guy, Cian Fahey, who is this self-described quarterback like guru or whatever. And he's from Ireland. He lives in Ireland. Now, much like my man Aiden, who's a big, he's our guy Aiden from Ireland here, who's contributed to the show. So he does the rankings of the quarterbacks going into the season. Now, are you ready? These are his rankings, and he's got a little bit, and he's got his categories. So number one, Andrew Luck. And then he has stud. Now, I like Andrew Luck, but he's not the same quarterback that he was.
At least give it a year. Another year.
He's still, listen, I watched every, they were in a product of a last place schedule. They had a good year, right? They won a playoff game before they got blown out. But he's still not the same quarterback that he was before the injury. He's not the best quarterback in the league. Number two, he's got Aaron Rodgers, stud. All right. Mahomes, stud. He's got Matt Ryan, four. I love Matt Ryan. He's not the fourth best quarterback in the NFL.
No.
He's got Cam Newton, five. Stud. What the hell is he watching? Cam Newton? He's a stud?
Come on now. This guy claims himself to be smart.
Cam Newton? How about this? Number six, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's the sixth best quarterback in the NFL? He tags him emerging stud. Really? Why, by his inaccurate throwing?
Oh, my God.
It's even worse. He's got Marcus Mariota at seven.
What has Marcus Mariota done to be considered the seventh best quarterback in football?
He blows. Marcus, forget about it. Listen, I like him, and I root for him, but he isn't good.
He should be bottom seven.
He's not good. On. Marcus Mariota isn't good. Number eight, he's got a guy named Tom Brady. And he tags him aging Hall of Famer. And he spelled aging wrong. Then he has Brady eighth. All right. Breeze ninth. Rivers 10th. Russell Wilson. He's got Lamar Jackson 12. He can't hit. They're just letting him throw the ball now. He's got Deshaun Watson, 13. I love Deshaun Watson. That's way, way low. So, 15, he has Jared Goff. And he says, average starter. Come on, he's not an average starter.
Like, I don't like Jared Goff, but come on.
Did you see him bringing pillows down that Monday night game against Kansas City? What are you, out of your mind? 16, Baker Mayfield. Is this kid on drugs? So, how about this? 14, he has Carson Wentz. And the tag is average starter.
What?
He calls Wentz an average starter. And he ranks him behind Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, like Deshaun Watson, all right, that's Russell Wilson, Rivers, Breeze, Brady, Mariota, Prescott, Newton. Wow. I'm going to read you what he writes about Carson Wentz. And then I'll fill you in on what my NFL guy, my league guy says with the Dak versus Carson argument. All right, Nat, take over.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
There's a lot of Carson, I don't want to call it hate, but my Lord. So I got a buddy of mine who is in the league, and I was talking about him this morning. And I was talking about Carson versus Dak Prescott. And this is what the guy says. You ready? Dak, he says, first of all, he goes, all Wentz does is lock onto Ertz with five-yard throws that Ertz catches and falls down. Now, chew on this. I mean, you know, he did have a broken bone in his back. Like, I get he over-targeted Ertz last year because I do think having a broken bone in your back, that throw that's right in front of him is a much easier throw than having to gather himself. Like, you know, you see, if you're going down the field, look, his footwork suffered. Everything, he was in pain, right? You got to get the ball. You saw a number of throws last year that didn't have that lack zip, right? Which you can easily attest to not to A, you're coming off an ACL. B, you got a broken bone in your back. Well, what's going to happen?
Let me also add this. Statistically proven, Nick Foles targeted Zach Ertz to the same percentage as Carson Wentz did last year.
Right.
The same amount.
You're right, but he went down the field. But in fairness, I mean, Foles did go down the field more than Wentz did.
Yeah, because he was healthy enough to do that.
Correct.
But to think that Carson only went to Ertz, they went the same amount of times.
I know.
In terms of percentages.
I know. So then he goes, we're going back and forth. I go, dude, listen, you can't let last year be the ultimate judge of Wentz. You can't throw out what he did leading the Eagles to that 10-1 start. Like, what, we missed something? I mean, he made every throw down the field. He was throwing ropes, lasers. So he goes, well, Dak doesn't have more talent than Wentz. He just plays better winning ball than your guy.
Come on.
Dak Prescott plays more winning ball than Carson Wentz? Really? You can make that statement? And then he had the Dak greater than symbol, Carson.
I'm out.
Now, I will tell you, the guy works in the league. Now, we've been going at it for a while over this. I don't buy the excuses about the injury. You don't buy that he had a broken bone in his back? What's there to buy? I don't understand. I don't understand. So this Cian Fahey character, listen to this. You ready? Carson Wentz threw 67.1% of his passes within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage in 2018. Wentz hit 91.4% of his passes behind the line of scrimmage in 2018 after being the worst short passer in the NFL prior year at 78.8%. Health has been the biggest question for Carson Wentz entering 12. Okay. He hasn't been healthy for a full season throughout his career. Yeah. Well, it's the last 2 years. He played his rookie season, did he not? Did I miss that? Yeah, the last 2 seasons, he got hurt at the end of the year, 2 years ago, and last year, he got hurt. All right. So how about this? Wentz is athletic when he makes decisive movements to break the pocket or step through the pocket, but he lacks subtlety in his foot placement and doesn't feel pressure to mitigate it through the pocket. Doug Peterson has offset this with RPO play designs and route combinations that allow the ball to come out quickly. First of all, the RPO was for Foles. And I don't even know if the RPO works. Listen, it's a great tool to keep a defense off balance. It really is. But the problem I felt with Carson was that he seemed to tick off with the RPO. That his timing, like his internal clock in the pocket, seemed off to me last year. Yeah, I don't know, factor, injury, all that stuff. But the RPO was also, it felt like he was a tick late because of that.
And clearly he wasn't happy last year. Remember that article came out that he was a bully toward Mike Groh. Yeah. Probably because he didn't like the RPO as the quarterback.
Pretty amazing, right? He's got Carson Wentz 14.
And Lamar Jackson 12th.
Yeah.
That's a sin.
That is. That's criminal. By the way, Dak Prescott 6 over... Wait, Prescott 6 and Mariota 7. I don't know. I don't even know what's more outrageous. Matt Ryan at 4, Cam Newton at 5, Prescott's at 6, or Mariota at 7. What's Marcus Mariota done? And by the way, you want to talk about injury prone? My man's always in a bandage. And when does he go down the field? And he's got some receivers. He's got one great receiver. Let's go to Lou. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Big Lou.
Hey, what's going on, Anthony? How are you, sir?
Good, Lou. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I was about to get over and run my own head off when I heard that.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
It's insane. It makes absolutely no sense. Like, do they watch the same games we watch? Or
I don't know. It must be a different TV that he's seen this on. I have no idea. It's outrageous.
It's crazy. Mariota hasn't played a full season in, what is it? His whole career, it seems like.
I know.
You know, he's constantly throwing the ball. He's doing everything. Kinnick had a broken back. What do you want him to do?
I know.
He can only do so much with a broken back, and he's still doing better than, I would say, the top four that you had on that list. The top four, okay. All the rest, some of them guys are bums.
I agree with you. I'm with you. I hear you, Lou. But you know what the beauty of this is? The beauty is that we're arguing again, right? It's football's back, man. The Broncos are in camp. It's back. We get to argue again. Pretty soon it'll be Cowboy fans calling. Pretty soon it'll be a real football Friday. It's close.
I can't wait.
That's right, brother. All right, Louie. Thanks, buddy. B-Hawk. What do you say, B-Hawk?
Yo, bro, football, 50 days and counting, brother.
I can't wait.
Yo, this thing is crazy. Yo, I got a weird one. When I fell in love with football, man, I'm 81, kid. My cousins was playing Tecmo Bowl, and they started playing Madden. And I really started to find myself. We all boxed, and we played basketball and all that. But watching them play the video game, and I know you had to, you talking about side teams. Don't laugh at me, bro. But I was a huge Bills fan. I had my NFC team, which was the Birds, and I had my AFC team, which was the Bills.
Oh, and really? Get out. Yeah, yeah.
No lie. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I admitted earlier about the Raiders. Like, I kind of had a little bit of a, you know, kind of a little bit of a wandering. You know, nothing serious.
Yeah, I just had to keep a buck, but it was Tecmo Bowl and Madden and all that.
I know, man.
Football out. And yo, the starter jackets, everything came out because of that. And I can't stop it. Now we're waiting for another season. Philly on top, man. But I just can't wait for the prediction. And whoever made that list is garbage. You need to flip that list around because you got it right the second half, man. Y'all have a blessed one, bro.
I love it. Thanks, B-Hawk. You too, brother. You too. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe!
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Joe? What's going on, man?
Listen, man, first of all, I want to say something. I want to bring something to light. You can't go by percentages with the percentage Nick Foles threw to Carson or to Zach Ertz and the percentage that Carson Wentz threw to him, because if you were to talk about how many times they've thrown to each other, that could be 30 times compared to 3. So I don't want to hear that.
I hear you, brother. I
don't hear that noise. And I'm not trying to bash Carson, but don't defend him by giving me percentages, because that could be 30% out of 100 compared to 30% out of 20. I don't want to hear that noise.
Yeah, but again, and listen, we already talked about going down the field. I mean, it's fair. Like, you know, I get it. But this guy saying that all Wentz did last year was going over the middle to Ertz, part of it was when you have a broken bone in your back, to set yourself to get down, to get the ball down the field. It's pretty obvious. If you watch the, you break down the game, you watch the game, you can see it.
But and you're absolutely right with that. But I blame the media. I blame a lot of the media.
For what?
This is for what? At this point, today, we say, well, Carson Wentz had a broken back. What did you expect? But I was saying from the beginning of last season that Nick Foles should have played much later in the season, and Carson should not have been rushed back in week 3 or 4, whichever one it was, like he was. And I had people like Joe Torre calling me crazy. If he's medically cleared, he has to play.
Yeah,
I knew it was a bad idea from the rip.
But here's the problem, right? So he comes back and he's cleared to play. And then he hurts the back in what we now know is week 4, right? So what are you going to do? He's got to play at week 2. He's ready. You're gonna play him.
Well, I just think it was a bad decision from the beginning. And I think.
But how do you not?
I think Foles
here's the thing,
Joe. Until week 8 or 9.
How do you not play Wentz? Wentz is your starting quarterback, and if he's medically cleared, he's cleared. He didn't hurt his back because he got crunched.
I'm not buying it. I just don't think he was right. He came back too soon from an injury like that. The average length of that injury, he came back like 7 months early.
It's not 7 months. No, it's not. Joe, honestly, do you know with the Eagles, right? They view Carson Wentz as the franchise, right?
Well, that's a question.
Why would they rush him to early in the season? I mean, he was medically cleared. I mean, that's just a fact.
Well, but this is what I'm back to my point again. That type of injury takes 18 months on average to heal. He came back in 9.
No, it doesn't. First of all, it doesn't take 18 months.
It does. 18 months.
No, it doesn't. Okay. It doesn't. It'll take a year. Deshaun Watson, the same thing.
I'm saying on average.
No, yeah, for a human, for you and me, not for them. I disagree. That's all right, brother. You can disagree.
Well, listen, what's important is this season. Okay, now the excuses are gone. Now Carson has to deliver this year.
You're right. I agree with you. I know you love Foles, but I agree with you.
I do love Foles.
I know. I hear the agenda. I hear it. Joe, you're right. He does. He has to deliver. I agree. Completely agree.
Foles, man. He's a Foles man.
That's all right.
Foles in society.
Yeah, he was. That's okay. It's fine to be Foles. He's right. Listen, Carson needs to.
Well, I didn't like his tone.
Yeah, he had that percentage tone
because I brought up the percentages. It's based off of the last 2 seasons. Yeah, Carson Wentz has attempted more passes than Nick Foles. No duh. But Nick Foles has attempted over the last 2 seasons 300 passes, not 3.
Yeah.
Ass.
Right.
Go be a Jaguars fan. I'm done with you.
All right, quick timeout. Midday show.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Some water.
How's everyone doing?
That guy, all of a sudden, he sounded like me yesterday talking to Phillies.
Yeah, you know what? I want football season back. Just so these nitwits can be proven wrong.
It was fun today, talking a lot of football today. Right?
Yeah.
We had a lot of great football to talk today.
We dipped into the college game a little bit, too.
I was just arguing with Mike back there. Because he was mocking that dude. He was mocking Temple. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Care about Clint Dak. Listen, I always got his back. But God forbid... He loves it. Oh, I don't ever talk Penn State. Oh, really? Like, you know, you're 100 years. You've been a friend of mine forever.
You'll hear the lion roar today, 2-6 at some point.
Well, here's his problem, is that they're not among college football elite. So he's mad. But I know him better. He knows himself. He's mad. That's why. So he's out.
So he's got to take it out on us little people here.
Well, you know, he spits on the Temple people.
Here he comes.
Here he is. Listen. Here he is. Coming up, 2:00.
He's going to break down the career of Rod Carey today.
Yeah, you can't wait, Coach Rod. He was mocking Glenn from Wallingford, who called up and said, Coach Rod. Oh, all right. Oh, that's great. Hey, by the way, I'll be tonight, special Wednesday night edition, Cousins Corner Live Sportsbook from 6 to 7. Bet with the best, the sportsbook at the Philadelphia Turf Club near the stadiums, as always. And don't forget, our Mikey Miss handoff is up at next. That's right, it's up next. You're coming up 2:00 here. Handoff's brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. I got to get involved with this. I got to go see the Hand and Shoulder Center because of the elbow. Bad.
Yeah, you got
constant pain.
You might need some Tommy John surgery.
They'd be the best. Come back throwing 101.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to have the 9 and the 6-year-old throwing 100 miles an hour.
I want to get Mospo Tommy John now.
Oh, God.
And come back like that kid.
Marinovich.
What was the movie? The kid he pitches for the Cubs?
Oh.
Come on, that's a great move. I love the kid.
I was getting confused.
Budenhauser.
A little big league in the other one.
Yeah. Budenhauser.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, he comes in.
Rookie of the year.
Right. Kids throwing 90, you throw 100. That'd be the best. All right, we're out of time. Listen, don't forget, Cousins Corner tonight, 6-7. And tomorrow, the Chunis and the Bro have you. So have a great, great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.